Oppressive Burma appears to be turning a new leaf in government. Some U.S. citizens are being denied the right to vote, and the gospel is headed for millions in the Spanish-speaking world via television. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Burma appears to be turning a new leaf. The brutal military rule in charge for nearly a half century has given way to a civilian government. The big question, real change or PR? Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says.
The contact in Burma said that he really believes it is changing, and he's very, very hopeful. I think they're realizing that they cannot stand alone. They need the rest of the world, and they're having to open up.
Releasing political prisoners, listening to the will of the people, and relaxing censorship could eventually mean good things for the gospel.
I think they'll end up backing off the church, and it will be a great opportunity for the gospel to go into Burma and reach more and more people.
Vision Beyond Borders is poised for action. Keep praying.
Our friend is trying to get permission for us to send four 40-foot containers full of food, medicine, and there's some Bibles in there as well, and a lot of clothing. And with the president opening up, it affects the government ministers as well at every level. And so it sounds like we're going to have a better chance of getting supplies in there.
Meanwhile, it's still raining in Central America and dozens have already died from weather-related causes. Mudslides in El Salvador have damaged the homes of 35 Compassion International assisted families. 10 child development centers are located in the affected areas too. Suffering families have been given food, clothing, mattresses, and construction material. Pray for these families to cling to Christ and to be a witness to others suffering around them. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the New Testament days, Turkey was the first place Christ followers were called Christians. However, Turkish pastor Kerem Koch says Turkey is now the largest unreached people group.
I personally think that about 2,500 Christians in Turkey and 75 millions of Muslims. 1,600 years ago, there was churches all over. The first seven churches located in Turkey. So it was once a very Christian country, and now it's a very dry land.
Pastor Koch came to Christ through the Evangelical Alliance Mission's St. Paul Cultural Center. He's now leading one of two churches in Antalya, but he needs prayer.
We really need prayer about security, because especially Turkish pastor's life is still threatening in Turkey for security for me and my family, because we receive threatening phone calls and mails.
You can hear his complete interview at missionnetworknews.org. Next, if you got to the polls and were told you didn't have the right to vote, you'd be pretty outraged, right? But even in America, it still happens with one group of citizens. Crossroad Bible Institute's Dr. David Scheringa says the Democracy Restoration Act could change that.
It's a bill that allows, at the federal level, for ex-offenders to be able to vote. In about 37 of the 50 states, there are restrictions on people, even though they finish their time in prison. In some states, they're not allowed to vote ever.
The bill could be put to a vote tomorrow or next week. Scheringa says believers have a responsibility to be a voice for these voiceless.
I can't think of a better way to be a voice for the voiceless than to give the voiceless a voice, the vote.
He says you're not just advocating, but speaking to the lives of a forgotten group. Many ministries are getting on board, opening doors for further outreach. And in just a couple of weeks, the Luis Palau Association will be part of an effort taking the gospel to millions in the Spanish-speaking world. Partnering with a Spanish television network and various radio stations, on November 7th through the 10th, up to 5 million people could be introduced to Christ. A special program series will allow people to call in with tough questions and get biblical help. Follow-up efforts are being handled with the help of 691 partnering churches and online resources. Pray for open hearts. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering you a One With Them wristband for you and a friend. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers, but also open up conversations with your friends. Get your free One With Them wristband. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.